I'm indestructible.
Look, Dan has had COVID 37 times. Now he's got it in his tooth.
Right. So he's got the tooth COVID?
Yeah, he's got the tooth COVID.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from beautiful Santa Rosa Beach, Florida. It's the Driveway Liberty Podcast.
Hey guys, that first 5 minutes was brought to you by Dan the Grill Man. He is literally the best grill cleaning dude on the Emerald Coast.
Literally.
So welcome to a bonus cast of the Driveway Liberty Podcast. We are sitting here in Travis's living room. So technically we're not a driveway cast tonight. We're or a living room, kitchen cast, because the air conditioning is nice.
It is nice.
And we did have some threat of rain.
Yeah, we did have a slim threat, but yeah. You know, I wouldn't.
And I got to be honest with you, in Fort Walton, in between the rain, it was hotter than Hades. I was like, well, there's a small chance of rain, and there's a big chance of being hot as hell. So,
yeah.
I know how we can prevent both of those things from bothering us.
Yeah, we're sitting in the kitchen to do this. And we welcome back our special guest, Micah Sutton. He sat in on our national cast.
You probably didn't hear him because Dan wouldn't shut up long enough for him to talk.
That's true, but that's the main reason we invited him back for this one. Yeah. Maybe he'll get a word in there.
I only promised him 5 minutes of talking. So he's got about 4.5 minutes left to get out in this hour. Just remember that,
Dan. He's got 4:45 left.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
There you go. So we are. I'm about 4 or 5 beers in. I can't speak for everybody else.
I think I'm on my fourth plus multiple milligrams of ibuprofen and
amoxicillin.
Yeah. So I shouldn't be drinking.
Probably not. But
I'm 56 years old, and I have defied all logic up to this point, so why stop now?
Okay, yeah, fair enough. I would say that's a good way to describe you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Defy all logic.
That's perfect.
Super liver.
Look,
yeah,
Gary,
super liver.
The old super liver.
Like, everybody I know is telling me to get the vaccine, and I'm not getting it.
So I'm going to throw this out here. It has nothing to do with politics, nothing really to do with the podcast, but it has to do with all my Facebook friends. I'm on a diet. Stop sharing your food. Okay. I don't want to see pictures of your delicious looking food. I don't want to do it. I'm sitting here in Travis's kitchen smelling this delicious smelling casserole behind me.
Uh-huh.
And I have yet to have my dinner.
Well, it's a good thing you can't see my daughter over there like a velociraptor.
She's
like, she's on it.
She's like wearing it out.
Yeah. She's mowing that thing down.
It does smell good.
Like she does love that casserole and mama made that for her. She went to work today. But she did text me on the way home. She's like, what's for dinner? And I was like, tuna and zucchini casserole. And she's like, good kid. And she's like, okay. You know, it wasn't a excited face or anything.
Yeah, right. So. It's like hot dogs and sauerkraut.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay. I'll eat it.
But if you go to Bryant-Denny Stadium where Alabama plays, they have a Denny dog that's like a special mix with a sauerkraut, and it's freaking addicting. And nobody knows what the actual mix is. But it's like a little bit of sauerkraut and like ketchup and mustard all mixed together, maybe some chili. I don't know. I always think to myself, I'm going to investigate it, and then I drink way too much after the games, and I forget for weeks.
Kind of happens.
During the games.
You know, that's something we don't have down here is a really good hot dog place where you could go in and get you 6 hot dogs.
Have you not been to the one over by Crap Rancheros?
The one that's open like 30 minutes every other week?
Yes.
Because the guy's next retired.
Next to the yoga
place. Yeah, I've been in there.
Okay. All right. I've never been. I've sold him some groceries. I've never been in there. So.
No, I've been in there, but he's subject to say, all right, well, I'm just tired of
now,
being
here
today.
Now, there is a hot dog shop up in Crestview.
Yeah.
But they've recently kind of slightly changed the concept. It's now a hot dog and sushi shop.
That's an interesting combination.
That sounds like Crestview.
Hey, let me get a foot-long chili dog, a little extra cheese, and maybe some onions.
And you got a sack of meth.
And a Philly roll.
Have you been to the one in Destin next to Chick-fil-A? Near Chick-fil-A?
I know what you're talking about.
Well, shakes or
they do the
shakes and hot dogs.
Yeah, haven't done that. Is it decent?
Not bad.
Not bad.
Is it those old school red dye dogs, cancer causing dogs?
I think they do have that option
because there's a new way down by the Jiffy Lube that. But I don't. Not new way. That's a hot dog place in Macon, Georgia. I'm sorry. They sell the who sponsors the hot dog eating contest every year?
Nathan's.
They've got the Nathan's dogs in there, but
now look, I'm gonna be real honest with you. I don't know if I've ever told you guys, but I am a gas station hot dog connoisseur,
dude. Yeah,
and the Sefco's got pretty daggum good hot dog game.
Dude,
just
really?
Being honest with you.
Is it roller or rotating?
Oh, it's the roller. It's the roller. Yeah. And they've got like a jalapeno cheese brat. They've got, and look, there's a buffalo chicken one that neither looks like a buffalo nor a chicken, but it's freaking delicious. And it's like a shaped like a hot dog, and I can only imagine how many chicken buttholes are in that. I try not to think about that. But yeah, the Sefco hot dog game is top notch.
Do they have the stuff they call chili?
Yes. Oh, and it's one of the automatics. You just kind of push it.
Oh, that's
I think
oh,
so.
Scary.
Yeah, and the cheese.
And it just shits on your hot dog.
Well, I mean, that's one way to put it, I suppose. So you know your truck's not in my driveway, right?
I do, but that sounds like my truck.
No, that's a washing machine. Yeah, that's that little. Machine.
That's a washing machine?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It sounds like my truck alarm.
I have dental issues. Wes has hearing issues.
Yeah. Oh, I'm, dude, let me tell you what. All right, so in my early 20s, I played in an alternative rock band on the road. So, and it was heavier rock. It wasn't like REM alternative rock. It was like grunge rock.
REM is not alternative rock.
Well, it's alternative music is what REM was coined. But I played in a band, and we didn't have monitors up front where we had the music pointing at us. We had a wall of speakers behind us.
Oh, yeah.
And it was crunk.
Oh, yeah.
And I played on the road for 4 years with that wall of sound behind
me. You could feel it.
And I am deaf. Matter of fact, April gets so mad at me because she'll say something. I'm like, what?
Yeah, you got.
She's like, and then she'll yell. I'm just like, well, you realize there's a medium in between the first thing you said and the second thing
just
you said.
Just bring it up a little bit and we'll be okay.
Yeah, I don't need that much volume. And I say, why are you picking on me? I got a handicap.
Look, my wife, God bless her, not only likes to talk a lot, but has a hard time with volume control. And
your wife is loud. That's true. I love her, but she's loud.
Yeah, it's There's been more than once we're sitting on the same couch and she's talking. I'm like, you know, I'm like 2.5 feet away, right? Like, I'm not, But she's got some vocal nodules now.
Oh,
yeah.
And I keep telling her it's an overuse injury. And if she didn't talk more often, it goes over very well, let me tell you.
Yeah.
The first time I did a performance review when I first moved here, when I was the big box retail manager, I'm sitting across from this kid who was a great employee, and I'm excitedly talking about the job he's done over the past year. And he's sitting there like this. He looks at me. He goes, why are you yelling at me? I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, you're yelling at me. I'm like, have you heard a word coming out of my mouth? I'm like, you're awesome. I'm like, this is how I talk.
Italian.
Oh, yeah. New York Italian.
I'm not loud. I'm Italian.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm not a pervert.
I'm going to use that every time.
I don't freaking. That's bullshit.
Whatever. Yeah. Dan, you groped me on the way back in the door earlier. Like, don't try that.
And you said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm Italian.
But you didn't kill 15,000 people in nursing homes.
That's true. That's right.
That is true.
Yet.
So, listen, I own my own business, so I don't have to resign. So I guess I'll just start grabbing women under their shirts. And I'll get away with it.
Well, I mean, the only employee that works for you.
I'm not a pervert. I'm Italian.
The only female employee you have is your wife. So I feel like, worst case scenario, you just get yelled at. She's used to it, though.
Yeah. She'll punch you in the nuts.
She's not an employee.
She's a partner, excuse me.
Name only.
She's like, nut punch. Break it up. We're trying to clean this grill.
Yeah.
No.
And see, and that's when I'd be like, well, I'm trying to clean my grill too.
Yeah, that's
right.
She's
like, oh my God, get away from me. Every time. Yep. Every time.
That's kind of how it works out.
So,
we got any politics to discuss in the bonus cast?
Well,
Ben swears he has slides.
$3.5 trillion liberal wish list got passed by the House.
Oh, you talking about the infrastructure?
Yep.
And less than a trillion of its actual infrastructure.
And what page is it where they're going to make driving extremely expensive?
$2,534.
But all the nine moderate Democrats, you turned me down, didn't you?
No, dude, you're the same. All right. Just chill out.
I don't hear.
Hey, what? Oh, I don't remember which one you're on.
That's
Micah.
That was me.
That was Micah.
Jesus.
Yeah. There you go.
There we go.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay.
I felt like I had to yell. because I wasn't hearing the volume.
No wonder.
What's the excuse every other time?
Yeah. He's Italian.
He's Italian. I'm not yelling. I'm Italian.
Yeah.
That's right. So the nine, quote, moderate Democrats who were holding out on this thing?
Right.
They didn't hold out. It was voted completely.
Nancy Pelosi knows where all the bodies are buried.
Oh, absolutely, she does.
So the only hope we got is the Senate, right?
Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema.
No, because the Senate passed the same thing.
Jesus,
man. So it's passed completely.
Well, there's two versions. The Senate has their version. The House.
So
has their
it's
version.
Not done yet.
So they're going to meld them together, and then. You think Biden's not going to sign it?
Well, yeah, Biden's not. But do they have to vote on the new melded version? Or
The way it works is they'll have to vote on whatever the new bill is. They'll have
like
to
like it's SB1
confirm
and H1.
It.
You know, they do that.
Yeah, but they'll still the bills have to match before it goes to the president's office.
Yeah. So between the two of them, they'll meld them and come up with one, and then Biden will sign it, and our taxes will go through the roof.
I still feel like my alarm's going off.
It is. It's the internal alarm we're talking about.
Well, she had a volleyball game last night, and it's another home game, so they've got to wear the same jersey. So I was informed of that roughly 15 minutes ago.
So you got to wash it up.
Excuse me, it's an away game. But they have to take both jerseys in case something happens. I don't know.
In case Oregon shows up and wears whatever green they're going to wear.
I don't know.
So Herschel Walker
is going to stop the infrastructure bill?
No, has declared his candidacy for Senate for Georgia. Yeah.
I like Herschel Walker.
I mean, as a football player, he was he was fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody but Raphael Warnock. Yeah, anybody.
Who he's running
against,
yeah.
But Jesus Christ, can we stop?
Being from Georgia, but he's got a very strong chance.
Sure.
Just because he's Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
He is like a god. He is, if there's a Georgia sainthood, because Georgia Tech really, from a fan base standpoint, is not really relevant. And there are only two schools in Georgia. I mean, Georgia State's only had a team for 10 years. Georgia Southern.
And if you're not Megatron, I mean, that's pretty much it from Georgia Tech.
Yeah, exactly. So he's got a strong chance, unless he says something
which is a high possibility.
There's some probability.
You can only get hit in the head that many times with a football helmet and then have a UFC career.
There's all kinds of ammo for his opponent. Like, he's got the whole psychological issues where he had
depression
and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Multiple personality syndrome or whatever.
You know, and I kind of feel, when I hear Tommy Tuberville speak, I kind of feel the same way. And it has nothing to do with where he coached football at. I'm like, really? This is who's going to protect me from the gulags? Really?
It's the Deep South, man.
Well, Tuberville only won because Trump endorsed him. Like, it was
well, of course.
Well, Trump loves Herschel. Well,
of course, yeah. Herschel spoke at the RNC. He
played for the New Jersey Generals that Trump owned.
Herschel loves Trump.
Yeah, they're buddies.
Yeah.
Herschel's son, who's gay or trans or something goofy, also loves Trump?
I don't know.
It's something like that.
I don't know. I just found out
Herschel
had a son.
You're blurring the lines. you're being inclusive. You're blurring the lines.
Oh, easy. Hey, I am totally inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Afghan folks, bring them on over.
Mm.
Trainee.
I care a lot about Afghan women.
Bring some of those blankets,
too. Trainee Karen at your beer place.
Bring some of them blankets you can put your toes in.
AOC said bring 200,000 Afghans.
All right.
200,000.
Okay.
Yeah,
200.
Why not? She'll put them up in her apartment.
Apparently.
No. Yeah.
All she's got to do is sell one of her suits. She can pay for them all.
What's amazing is they're not going to be resettled in Greenwich Village.
No.
They're
going to be spread out.
You can bet 100%.
In Fort Walton.
Similar to the Somalians that flipped Minnesota blue, they're going to be resettled in red states. They're going to try to get them to vote.
Of course.
Yeah.
Texas or what's a close state?
Florida. That's pretty close.
No.
close to where?
It's literally outside the door.
There's 50 states. What's a close state? Like close state to
close
us?
Close to being freaking blue.
Texas. And Florida.
The first
and Florida,
I think Florida is. I think Florida's getting redder every day.
I hope so, because I do not want Chris or Free, or want to move.
Yeah, I don't want
to
move.
I'll move to Orange Beach. I'm not against it, but yeah, I don't want.
Yeah, but
to.
Alabama is
Alabama. Alabama says
I don't know what you would have to do to flip Alabama not red, but
yeah, but there's some rhinos running around Alabama.
Well, yeah, Governor Meemaw sucks.
Yeah,
Meemaw, she's bad.
Have you seen her? Yeah. She's like 238 years old.
Yeah,
she's like Foghorn Leghorn with a
bass. She's better than the mayor of Chicago, Beetlejuice.
Ooh, good Lord,
yeah.
She is Beetlejuice.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Do you
about
think
that.
Women look up where she gets her haircut and like mark that one off the list?
Yeah. She gets her. Yeah. She got a Flo-Bee at the house. What are you talking about?
Bad.
Yeah.
Well, you know, during COVID lockdown, she was busted getting her hair did.
Yeah.
And like,
she said, "I have
well,
to."
Well,
you
look had good. To. You had to leave
I'm
the
important.
House for that.
I'm important. I like, got to look good.
Like you actually paid somebody for that. I wasn't even upset she was breaking the lockdown stuff. Like you paid somebody good money for that.
Yeah.
Man, you need to get your money back.
She's
hey, can I tell you guys some of the best news?
Sure.
We need please, some good please. News. Please.
Yeah.
I went to
and I
a,
won't interrupt you.
I doubt.
You
doubt.
Just did.
You just did. I went to a local retailer of sporting goods and firearm, and there was an entire shelf stacked of ammo.
Oh, ammo's oh, coming back. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a lot of 5.56 ammo. Now, that doesn't pertain to me at all. Because I wouldn't need it for anything.
When you say local within this county?
No, it's the next county over, just slightly over.
With a big shark hanging out front?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right, mm-hmm. Good to know.
But
they also
saw somebody stock up on 9mm ammo, which wasn't terrible, about 40 cents a round, which for target rounds ain't great.
It's,
but
it's a lot better than the last time I paid for something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even though I lost my guns. In a
yeah, the 5.56 ammo.
Look,
yeah,
you too. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
The 5.56 ammo is about 70 cents a round. Again, not great, but
it's better than what
better
it
than
was.
A dollar 25 one yeah. time. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'm still buying ammo even though I don't have guns anymore.
Yeah, me too.
Just in case I decide to find a gun that I can buy.
Well, I mean, luckily, old Pudding Brain outlawed Russian ammo, which. Randomly showed up in my house. I didn't order it.
Right.
But it randomly showed up in my house, and I was like, oh, I didn't know I was buying Russian ammo, but it's Target.
If you buy a slingshot and you fire it hard enough, you
it'll
can put
work.
An eye out.
Yeah. You know what? You can use the old Bugs Bunny method and throw it right up there and hit it with a hammer. Just get you a pipe and send it, pow.
Hit the mic.
Yeah. You just caused yourself more editing.
I did.
Work.
It caused me more work right there.
So, Nancy Pelosi, we all love her, right?
Yeah.
Hey, sure. I've said it a million times. If she was on our team, we'd all wear Nancy Pelosi pajamas.
Yeah.
So, she's been they put the mask mandates in place in the House. Right?
Sure.
So, she's threatening fines the whole nine yards. So, she has this huge fundraising dinner.
Mm-hmm.
In Napa Valley. It's outside. I mean, it was actually a pretty cool looking setup when I saw the video. It's outside, and literally no one is wearing masks except for the people who are serving
the serfs.
And the best part was the people that were serving them, almost all of them were minorities.
Yeah.
And almost all the people in the fundraiser were white.
There was one old white guy that was was pouring some wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, wait, all the white people get to go no mask and all the minorities have to wear masks? Yeah. That's not racist at all.
No.
It's kind of funny how that works. Yeah. Jesus.
Which goes back to one of our favorite people and what he said back in the 60s is the most racist person on the face of the planet is the white liberal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Hands 100%. Down. Hands down.
It's not even
well, Neil Bortz used to say that the modern day Democrats are the modern day slave plantation owners.
Absolutely.
Every policy they put in place is meant to keep the black man down.
And they keep voting for him.
Now, I'm not a big fan of saying there's systemic racism, but if anybody is perpetuating that,
it's
not the idea,
party.
The principles the is the, it's the application is the Democrat mm-hmm. Party.
Yep.
No doubt about it.
So the ex-Proud Boys leader, Henry Enrique Tarrio, he got sentenced to 5 months in prison for burning a BLM flag. Now, that's
wait,
not
he
all.
Got wait, he got sentenced?
5 months.
5 months for burning a flag.
So What happened was he pulled the flag from a church, so he stole it.
All right. Why is a church flying a BLM? I've got all these
good
questions.
Good question. And he burned it.
Right.
And when they arrested him, he was found to have two high-capacity magazines on him. They were empty magazines.
Where was he at?
And this was in D.C.
Yeah, this was.
So
yeah,
I think it was a day or two before the January 6th.
Yep. So he was, sentenced.
It was during. It was, yeah, right around January 6th.
What were the charges and what was he sentenced for?
So.
Was he sentenced for the flag or was he sentenced for having the magazines?
He was sentenced for destruction of someone else's property. And he was sentenced for possession of large capacity magazines.
Jesus Christ.
Empty.
Yeah, they were empty. He sells them. So the magazines he had on him were somebody would already bought them and they were meeting him and he was going to deliver them to him.
So was he a firearms dealer, a licensed firearm dealer?
No, it's just empty magazines.
Okay. All he sold was magazines.
Just two.
He didn't sell firearms.
Two 30-round magazines.
Jesus.
With no ammo in it. Two pieces of plastic.
Jesus.
155 days if he completes 3 years of probation. So he'll serve 155 days, and then he'll have 3 years of probation. He pled guilty.
Why did he plead?
Well, in reality, he violated the law.
All right, so he destroyed a $15 piece of cloth.
So think about this. So they threw the book at him for burning a polyester flag, nylon, whatever it is.
That's not why they threw the book at him.
No, I know that. But in reality, he burned a $5 flag. Yet we spent the entire summer of people burning houses down.
And government buildings.
Down during a protest. Like, he was involved in a protest when he did this.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. Because he's not on the right side, the left side.
Can I tell you what scares me about Afghanistan? Is the regime has been so publicly shamed, they're going to lash out. And it's going to be people like the leader of the Proud Boys, the three guys on the Driveway Liberty podcast. You're going to see them lash out because they will not stand for being – that's why they hated Trump so much. That's why they've lashed out so much at the January 6th protesters. They will not stand for being publicly humiliated, no matter who did it. But I'm telling you, they're about to crack down. Before the end of the year, you're going to see some crazy stuff, and you're going to say, they're like, well, that's not right. That's not cool.
Well, why do you think that the FDA approved the Pfizer vaccine?
Well, because the
full
only—
full approval.
Because one of the main arguments against the vaccines was it was an experimental.
So what's coming next?
Well, yeah, I mean, you can.
You already saw the mandates for the military. Mandates are coming across the board.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to talk about the last podcast. You kept interrupting me. But, yeah, no, they're coming. And there's going to be people who have to make decisions they don't want to make to feed their families.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm not for or against the vaccine. I think this is where people have maybe misinterpreted what I've said. Get the vaccine, don't get the vaccine. I really don't care. It shouldn't be forced on anyone.
Exactly.
Shouldn't be forced to live as a single. So, what if I have the flu? You don't know that, but you're not requiring me to take the flu shot.
What if you have some other extenuating circumstance?
What if I have Ebola and I'm in the middle of Walmart?
Well, there's is it RSV?
The hand, foot, and mouth. Yeah.
Infection that's going around. I mean, a bunch of people have had that.
Yeah.
And you just add that to the COVID hysteria.
So, let me stop us real quick. All right. Somebody sent this to me the other day, and it may be one of those QAnon style posts or whatever. So take it for what it's worth. But in this, it says, hold on. The Pfizer shot was not FDA approved today. They are playing word salad. They are. I and many others have read the document. Not me. Let me say it. I'm quoting. I and many others have read their document. In the FDA's own documentation, the EUA was simply extended. So it wasn't a full approval according to this.
Well, it was approved to move to the next stage.
They approved the license application for a new brand of biologics. Did I say that right?
Biologics.
Oh. Yeah.
Close. Sorry, he's in the medical field. I'm just super smart.
That's
sorry.
The reason I asked. And I've been drinking, so, you know, letters start moving together. And then they said, we'll add this, whatever. All right, so that's basically the gist of it. I'm not going to read all of that shit.
So according to this person, it hasn't been full FDA approved. Well, I'm listening to the radio all day today.
That's like, all they're talking about. That's FDA the message. Dude,
are you trusting the media?
Because, I mean, you can't believe anything. I don't trust anything. You know, in my conversations today, I'm not going to mention his name in this particular context, but he was like, man, I don't know what to trust news-wise anymore because you find out Fox, CNN,
well, you can't.
CBS,
it's not news.
You can't trust them.
It's all opinion. It's not news.
You should trust the Driveway Liberty podcast, especially when they tell you to defund the TDC. That's what I would have told that person. Not for any specific reason whatsoever, just in general. That's kind of my general go-to these days.
That's the go-to. With that being said, we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back right after this.
Hey, guys, it's Wes. I want to thank you so much for helping our podcast grow. We are so excited about the growth we've experienced in our listenership this year. And we're very excited to be able to now offer sponsorships for liberty-minded business owners right here on our podcast. So reach out to us. You can contact me directly at Wes at WesHerndon.com, or you can go to our Facebook page. It's Facebook.com/ The Driveway Liberty Podcast. Send us a message, man, if you're interested. We'd love to have you as a sponsor. And maybe if you're local or nearby, we can actually shoot a podcast directly at your business. Either way, let's get back to the broadcast.
You never know.
I know what button to look at, Dan.
Yeah. So, hey, guys, welcome back to the Driveway Liberty Podcast. This is our second segment of the bonus cast. And I think Travis wanted to start us off
every time, with a question. Every time we come out of a break, Wes has this cat ate the canary look on his face. Because we all never know when he starts the recording.
Well, it depends on what we're talking about. If it's interesting, I'll try to get it in there and I'll save it. Maybe we'll release that for behind a paywall down the road or something. But I still have the whiskey cast.
Oh,
yeah. Lord.
45 minutes of gold.
The unaired whiskey cast.
Nick was off the chain that night.
We could not even put a sentence together towards the end of it. Yeah.
Now, see, next time I think we just need to have like one guest. We sit here in my kitchen and
do a private whiskey cast. Yes.
I think the public was the part of it.
We got to the point where people were talking and we were interacting with them and you couldn't hear them.
Yeah, and they were all drunk and I was sober and trying to make a great point. And
bad radio.
So anyways, I do have a question. So whether we want to admit it or not, we're failing as a country. We've been number one for, let's call it, 100 years.
We're in the shitter.
It's been a good run. However, we're on the descent down. We're probably still number one because everybody uses our currency. But I had a thought, and it was spurred by an article Jason Whitlock wrote. The decline in America can almost exactly be traced to the decline in our Judeo-Christian values, and specifically our decline in how strong the Judeo-Christian church in America is.
That's interesting. It's very interesting. And I think that ties in also to the original nuclear family.
Agreed.
And I think that part of the liberal agenda over the last 50 years has been to destroy the nuclear family.
Absolutely.
We see that with welfare recipients receiving more income for more children they have. We see that, and obviously if there's not a dad in the household helping earn an income, it's more beneficial for them.
Well, you've actually seen the canonization of single moms.
Yeah.
Like put on a pedestal.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what's funny? This is something that's one of my pet peeves, is you see, all right, well, these women say, I'm a single mom. But dad's still very much involved in the kid's life, but they're still claiming to be single mom. No, you're not a single mom. You're a divorced mom, or you're a mom that had a kid out of wedlock. But there's a dad that still is there, picks the kids up on the weekends or during the week at school or whatever. Still has an active, and the dad is trying to be as active as possible in that kid's life.
Yeah.
So you telling dad he can't see the kid, it does not make you it doesn't qualify you for sainthood.
Right.
Well, and here's what I think the American Christianity, where it failed was we got hung up on this being nice and being kind, and you just got to love everybody. You got to do all that. And, you know, my daughter's here. We discussed it. Monday night we had a pretty, I don't want to say difficult conversation, but it wasn't a very fun conversation.
Right.
About some things going on. And you know why I did that? Because I love her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I want her to be the best that she can be. Never once told her you can be whatever you want to. But because I love her, we had to have a fairly difficult conversation that wasn't a lot of fun for anybody involved.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we got through it because I loved her. And sometimes when you love something, you have to rebuke it. Like, I love my dog. When she craps in the house, I rebuke that dog.
Right.
But modern Christianity just says, well, you know.
Well, listen, the idea that the Christian faith is based on touchy-feely, everybody loves each other, is not real.
No, it's not.
There was some badass motherfuckers. God has called on the destruction of evil.
Yes, absolutely.
So the idea that everybody's cool and what would Jesus do? Remember all that crap?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the Jesus situation was completely different. So he came here as the Son of God, and his job was
intercessory for sin.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. And
but he didn't fight the battles. He wasn't there for that. So no. Everybody took that as, like, that's when I think Christianity changed, or at least the messaging of anti-Christians.
I hate to break it to you, but Christianity didn't exist until Christ got here.
No.
I mean, it's literally in the name, Christ. So.
All right. So I'm with you. So the aftermath of that, you've got this, the anti-Christians, or I shouldn't say anti-Christians, it's the people who want to, in a nice way, in a political way, tear down Christianity, are perpetuating either A, Christians are evil because you go back and look at
the Crusades, the
Crusades and all that, or
but
B,
which was started by Turkey, let's be clear on
or
that
B,
history,
that
or the Ottoman Empire.
You're supposed to just be nice and love each other. There's
well, here's the thing. Here's where the church started to fail. All right. So the church allowed, and by church I don't mean Baptist or Catholic or Episcopalian or whatever. The church's role is to feed the sick, take care of the hungry, vice versa. I mix that up. So Take care of the sick. Feed the hungry. Feed them all. Shit. Let's just feed everybody. Let's have a potluck.
You got to feed the sick, too.
Look, it's hard to recover if you're hungry.
It's revival week. We need to have a potluck after
chicken
church.
Chicken noodle soup works.
So, yeah, you need some fried chicken.
Now, I will say, I do miss about not living in Alabama is the potlucks at the Baptist church.
Dude. Yeah. Georgia, too.
Yeah, man.
Boy, you would literally hurt yourself.
Oh, I trust me. Oh, I have.
Yeah. You'd be calling an ambulance because you're a fat ass. Could get out away from that.
As a son of a Baptist preacher, I look forward to revival week every year
because you're going to eat good.
I mean, I've lost a lot of weight since he retired.
Hey, I'm a son of a Baptist preacher too, and that's good eating. Yeah, I always love when we were heading to church on Sunday morning. Dad said, "Well, we're supposed to eat at Brother So and So's or So and So." I'm like, "Oh, she can cook.
Oh, yeah.
This is good.
They got a farm. Yeah, we about to eat good." But the thing is the church has, instead of taking the tithes and taking care of their communities, They've allowed government to start doing that, which has empowered them. We've talked about this. You know, you ask government to do something, you're also giving them the power to do it. And see, churches used to feed the hungry, take care of the sick, take care of the unfortunate. Now they're buying big screens.
Well, and recently, maybe not recently, but I read this recently, so I'm going to assume it was just found out recently. There was some documents uncovered about the church in the second century, and I want to say Ephesus, and since nobody knows what I'm about to say, you can't really argue with it. But what they found was it was the payroll, and it was the pastor and all that stuff, and then there was 5,000 widows
right
on the Christian church's payroll. So the mission, and I don't say the church, America's failing because the church failed because we're a Christian nation, but we were founded on Judeo-Christian values. There's no way around that. Our morality as a country, our constitution was written on Judeo-Christian values.
Okay? Right.
So when those values eroded, the country eroded, right? And the church got into this whole, well, we just got to love everybody. We got like, okay, well, yeah, you do need to love everybody, and you do probably need to be tolerant because everybody's a sinner.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, hey, man, you can be a sinner and come to church, and we're going to love you, but God says you should be moving in a certain direction, and here, and you can ask for forgiveness, but true forgiveness is when you change your behaviors.
Yeah.
And holding someone accountable. And when we've lost that, and it's just became this kind of fluff stuff, and we talk about, you
things
know.
Feel if, good. What's the yeah. pastor out in Texas? Well,
thing? Oh, Joel Osteen.
Look at Europe as a template, you know, the Reformation, all this stuff yeah. across Europe. And as more as they turned away from God and biblical principles, look at Europe now. It doesn't look the same it did 200 years ago.
It's a shithole.
And yeah. we're following this pattern, which, to your point, you know, with the church, with the family structure, the nuclear family, we're going down the same path of destruction.
Yeah.
And we know the end game.
Well, you know what? It's also parallel Rome. Because in the end days of the Roman Empire, it was the morality didn't exist. I mean, they were screwing everybody, anything, regardless of what equipment they had.
Right.
Whether they had a transmission or whether they had a gas tank. They were doing whatever. I thought of that on the fly. What?
Yeah,
gas tank.
I think it works. It's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but
transmission.
Yeah, that's transmission.
See, that's what I was thinking yeah. you were going with.
Right.
Whether it was a manual.
Karen transmission.
Karen transmission.
Yeah, the stick shift.
Whether you have a stick shift or manual.
The old Tom Thumb transmission.
Or a push button. Stick shift or push button.
Oh, the test drive I went on today, it's got a little knob you turn to go from park to drive.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is weird, man.
Yeah. And if that chip ever goes out, you're screwed.
You're screwed.
Yeah. So, but that you look at the parallels of the Roman Empire. They got comfy. They got rich, they got fat, they got happy, and then they started open up all this. They started relaxing their ethics and morality, and next thing you know, somebody's coming. You know, the Huns are coming.
But the first thing Mongols. On a nation, if we say we're going to be a civilization, and the four of us get our four families together, we're going to have agreed upon principles of why we're starting this.
Sure.
Tribe, city, nation, whatever.
Right.
And when those agreed upon principles, which in this country were Judeo-Christian based, when those go away, you no longer have a country. You have borders, kind of ish, not a southern border.
Yeah, sort of.
But you don't have a nation because there's no common values. The average Biden voter, common values and my common values
are
nothing alike
yeah.
at all.
We're tribes.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Well, it's like Afghanistan.
You've got the political and you've got the sociological. And that's where we're truly at a loss right now is the sociological principles. We don't have common interests as a culture. You know, and what's funny, though, is since we became a melting pot in the late 1800s, early 1900s, we had this diverse culture where we accepted all. You know, you come on in. But there was also an expectation of assimilation that we no longer
well,
have.
And to me you didn't say this exactly, but I've heard this from a million people, like, oh, America's a melting pot.
I'm not saying I necessarily agree with that. I'm just saying that's
the American culture is a melting pot. Like, no. The American culture has never been a melting pot. You came over here, and you can be from wherever. We don't care.
You assimilate.
But this is how, like, hey, you are here for freedom. You are here for a somewhat free market, all these different things. You know, that's why you are here. And that's why you see people clinging on to C-17s as they're taking off to come get a piece of that. Mm-hmm. Because those people in Afghanistan believe in it more than I would say 60% of our country.
Oh, well, I've seen.
They got a little taste of it.
But until we can get to any kind of foundational principles that we agree upon, we're never coming back as a country.
Well, we can win
49 elections in a row, and it's not going to change anything because we don't have common foundational principles.
There's 35-37% of the country, whatever that number is, that aren't Americans from your perspective.
From a cultural standpoint.
From a geographic standpoint, they are.
They don't want what we know as America.
Correct.
They don't want it.
Well, and if you think about it, and I don't mean to be doom and gloom or pessimistic about this, but if you look at every culture that's existed,
cancer.
It is a cancer. I mean, you look at Czechoslovakia. What they did is during the Cold War, Russia put all these people together in Czechoslovakia. Well, you've got the Slavs and you've got the Czechs who had two totally different cultures. Well, as soon as the Soviet Union fell, what happened to the Czechoslovakia? They went into civil war, started killing each other, and split into two countries. Mm-hmm. And still there are factions in various parts of Cold War related countries in Europe that are doing the same thing, because of you need a political identity, which we used to have, and that's carried us through the 90s, I guess. After the 90s it started deteriorating greatly, but we had that American pride, mm-hmm. that we were different than the rest of the world. We were proving a point. And we were all together in this, regardless of where we stood on the left or right side of the aisle. But now that has deteriorated thanks to the Alinsky method and how the liberals have infiltrated our education system. Because what they've done is they've taught these newer generations.
Like I've said, I was relatively young, so I guess it was maybe early 90s when the whole prayer in school thing became a big fight. And I'll never forget sitting in front of multiple preachers in here. Well, as long as there's tests, there's going to be prayers in school. And we don't need to go ruffling anybody's feathers. We're the local church. Like, if you are the local church and you can't go fight for something as simple as the right to pray in school, you should disband, give all your money to the needy, and go find another church that actually has a prayer. But to your point, Dan, like, you talk about some badasses. The whole reason there was ever a Jewish diaspora, of why there was a Palestine to start with, was they were so strong against the Romans. The Romans couldn't conquer them. Like, they could kind of take the geography, but the Israelites would never, and they were constantly killing Romans. And eventually the Romans had to send a few hundred thousand troops in and just told them, yeah, you're gone forever, and scattered them to the wind. Yeah. That's when we got Palestine, because the Romans named it after the Philistines,
yep.
who were their greatest enemy at the time. And those were the early Christians. Those were the people that were out fighting. Like, if you go and read Paul and Peter and these folks, like, you hear in their voice how passionate they're. Like, you tell me Peter, who stood up and cut someone's ear off just after Christ rose from the dead, became this super touchy, if you pray it, God will believe it.
Yeah.
And we'd really love to have you here. And, you know, your lifestyle is, like, come on, but man.
Peter, a lot of people don't realize Peter was crucified upside down.
Mm-hmm.
But several of the apostles were.
But we've got. I can guarantee you who has those beliefs now is the Christians who are in Afghanistan, and it's bad.
Yeah.
The actual Christians in China. And we sit here, and we're literally, 15 feet from endless running water.
And
we can say on this microphone whatever the hell we want to say.
Yeah.
And nobody's ever come. We can talk about Christianity. We can talk whatever we want to.
Yep.
But we don't appreciate it, and our faith that should have founded this country, that should have kept this country going, has been too damn weak to stand up and fight against anything else.
And the people in Afghanistan you're talking about, those are the people who will not denounce Christ, and they will be burned alive by the Taliban.
Or beheaded on the square.
Yeah. Correct.
Well, the Taliban has already said they're going to burn them alive.
Yeah.
Because showing up here, right up the road to the nice fancy
the
church out there.
The converts are the worst.
And having a 30-minute rock concert before you get the sermon.
Right.
Which is pretty good. I actually enjoy it. But that's not Christianity.
Mm-mm. No.
Like that is a rock concert that you get a little speech afterwards.
Yeah, and that speech is usually touchy
feely and if you're in Afghanistan and you're having a Bible study tonight, that's Christianity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those are the founding
you're
principles.
Like, I'm willing to die for what I believe.
Right. Yes. And we used to have a nation full of people that were willing to die for these foundational principles of this country. And now I fully believe if Iran and China and Russia are doing a joint naval drill, if they showed up, let's say Norfolk, Virginia, let's not say there. Let's say they're coming from the other side. The port of L.A., I don't know what percentage, but it's more than zero of this country would cheer that they're here.
Yeah. It's a shame. It's sad. It is. It's concerning. And it's disheartening. As somebody who...
What's the future look like? Because there are some serious irreconcilable differences here.
An absolute best case scenario is a national divorce. That's the absolute best case
scenario.
There's no other way around it.
Where we just cut it off and
go figure it out.
You moved to Oregon and California.
What worst case scenario is probably 1863.
Hot ass.
Yeah.
It's almost time to balkanize.
Yeah.
Yes.
Almost. Yeah.
That's why I live in Florida. Yes. And I will not leave Florida.
The SEC footprint.
The Free Republic of Florida t-shirts.
Yes.
So
speaking of which, you can go to the drivewaylibertypodcast.com.
I heard that.
Hit the merch button. They're right on the homepage. It's right there at the top of the homepage. And you can get your own Driveway Liberty Podcast merch.
Free Republic of Florida.
Free Republic of Florida. I keep getting these shady-ass friend requests. I'm trying to...
So do you guys remember the Nirvana album, Nevermind, that had the little baby chasing the dollar bill?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kid's like 35, 40 years old.
With his weenie swinging out?
Yes.
He was in the water.
He's not happy.
He's suing.
Nirvana?
He's suing Nirvana?
The baby is now 30 years old.
Yeah,
right.
And is suing everybody involved.
Especially Kurt Cobain?
His estate?
Yeah.
Yes.
Too soon.
Courtney Love. Courtney Love had
the person's name
up.
Is Spencer Eldon and his claim in the suit is that identity and legal name are forever tied to the commercial sexual exploitation he experienced as a minor during the production of an album, which has been distributed and sold worldwide from the time he was a baby to present day.
Hmm.
Which is bullshit, because unless he said something, nobody would know who the fuck that person
is. Right.
But you look at the album, like his dick is swinging. Like it's swinging. Literally out there. It's an album cover.
You got a kid behind you, dude.
I'm sorry. It's a Driveway Liberty podcast.
As we said, it's not safe for work or most people.
That's you're right.
It's
absolutely
not safe for minors at home listening to our broadcast.
No, yeah, he's flopping about. There's no doubt about it. He's swimming. He's flopping around, and
he's about to get paid.
He's about to get paid because I think he's got a chance at winning that lawsuit.
I think they'll just settle. They'll pay him off.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
It's a win.
That's what he wants.
Well, since Dave Grohl is kind of going woke, I'm curious to see what he says.
Mm, yeah, interesting. More good news.
Oh God. That doesn't sound like
news. Actual good news. An Ohio woman shot the shit out of somebody who broke into her house.
Yes.
That's good news.
Like the
multiple
literal
times. Like bam, 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 blew him away.
I know. But I was saying like literally the person defecated when they were shot.
Shot the shit. Well, probably. Well, he ended up on the front lawn.
Okay.
If he died, he probably did.
No, he's still alive. He's in,
how many times she shoot him?
Multiple.
What'd she shoot him with? A pellet gun?
No.
He's still alive?
Shooting the leg.
Shot multiple times by the homeowner. The guy stumbled out of the house, ended up on the front lawn. Ambulance came, and he's in critical condition. But this is just another... he kicked in the front door. Like, you're sitting there, and there was a couple kids in the house and the husband. There's evidence that multiple people shot him. Nice. So this is probably just the wrong house.
It's like a family affair. You just picked the wrong.
So mama and daddy were blowing them away.
Hey.
And the guy's still alive.
It wouldn't happen that way here, but it could. I have thought about how to triangulate on a certain position if it ever came down to it. Wow.
Hey, you know what?
I've got a shotgun. Well, I
somebody
did
breaks in your place, empty the magazine. That's what
shotgun.
You do.
As a law enforcement officer in Alabama told me, if they cross your threshold, which is a little bit different in Florida, but
they come onto your property.
Yeah, but basically, be sure there's only one witness at the trial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And don't shoot them in the back, because especially in Florida, because if they are fleeing, then you're going to jail.
Well,
so if they're laying on the ground, turn them over and shoot them again.
Well, that's why I have a shotgun. I did have a shotgun before that tragic boating accident.
Scatter gun.
That way, I'm not shooting through him into a neighbor's house.
Yeah. Well,
you got to be careful with that.
See, that's why I like the 22 long range ammo. Just put about four of them in there, and it just starts bouncing around, and like there's no stopping power.
Right.
But you put four or five in somebody.
It just gets through, and then kind of just bounce around and destroys all
the. You just keep shooting about right here, and I'm pointing to the heart.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, if nothing else, I don't think real sure it'd go through two pieces of drywall, but it'll break the skin. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
If I don't have any 22 ammo. But
most mob hits are with 22s.
Yep.
Right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. To the temple. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
What else you got, Dan? We couldn't shut him up the first podcast.
I know. Remember. He's exact opposite tonight.
Throwing me off.
No, because you chastised my ass.
I didn't chastise you. All I said was I promised Mike a 5 minutes.
Mike has only spent 2 minutes on the microphone. Dan's
it's the wee bag.
That's what it is. So remember Martina Navratilova?
Yeah.
Saw her at the gas station earlier.
Yeah.
She sold me beer.
And liked your tattoo.
And touched your tattoo.
So apparently there's a conservative radio host, Phil Valentine, who's from Tennessee, and apparently he's been a vaccine skeptic. Not like you said earlier, Travis, you're not anti-vax, but he has provided information on both sides of the aisle.
Right.
So apparently he got COVID and died.
Yeah.
So Martina Navratilova.
There you go. That was a lot better than the first time.
Puts a tweet out, says, "Womp womp, no mercy for me for this guy."
Jesus. Wow.
On top of the announcement where he died of COVID.
Hmm.
61-year-old radio host. And this.
Well, here's the. I don't know if you've noticed this.
Flaming leftist.
And I know we've talked about it a little bit, but it is.
Definitely flaming.
Yeah. But
flaming. What they've done, more than one way. Yes.
They've started pointing the finger at unvaccinated people. And what did I tell you a few weeks ago? The pandemic of the unvaccinated. When they started with that language, there's no coming back from that.
Yep.
Because everybody who will follow the rules and not go anywhere without a mask and are upset they can't go do this, they're upset that the concert got canceled, they're upset for all these different things, they're going to start to blame someone. Mm-hmm. And when you keep saying pandemic of the unvaccinated, like Jen Psaki and Joe Biden keep saying, those people will eventually turn. So, yeah, they're going to enjoy those people's death. A former NSA or something like that general said, you know, somebody said we should fill up all these planes of unvaccinated Trump supporters and send them to Afghanistan. And he quoted, he's like, that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Now, the first response, I did read the responses on that one. The first response was, well, yeah, who the hell do you think went over there in the first place?
Hey, just drop me near the tanks and the helicopters. Yeah. And
yeah, can I get an MRAP and like a few thousand rounds of ammo? Yeah. That's all I'm asking for.
Did y'all see the meme I shared this morning?
Yes.
Which one?
The one where America, gun-free zone, Afghanistan, free gun zone.
Yes, yeah. Yes, I did see that one.
Oh, Lord.
So remember the remain in Mexico policy from Trump?
Yes.
and the Biden administration
nixed it. Of course, day one.
Yeah. And then the State Department no longer – Biden said it's done, and the State Department no longer what's the word?
Honors it. Doesn't. State Department.
Lies.
Smokes crack.
They didn't invoke it.
Enforce.
Enforce.
Saw an Elvis concert one time.
Well, apparently the U.S. Supreme Court has reinstated it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Greg Abbott wouldn't stand for him not to.
Yeah. So the same reason.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it was good.
That was good. Nice. I like how you slipped that in there.
Yeah.
The same reason why they denied the Trump administration being able to, I'm trying to find it here. This is my Travis.
Are you making shit up? What's going on?
No.
Hey, look.
They denied Trump.
Right.
The Supreme Court denied Trump. And the same reasoning is when they denied Biden in this. Like, you didn't provide a good argument as to why to stop this.
I saw that, and I honestly don't think it matters.
No. Because who's in control?
Right.
Yeah.
Biden came out, what, 2-3 weeks ago and said, well, we know that these, after the Supreme Court said, hey, look, the eviction moratorium, like, hey, look, that's not right. And Biden came out and said, yeah, we're reinstating it, and it doesn't matter. By the time the Supreme Court gets to it, we'll have it all figured out. The President of the United States just said, it doesn't matter what the Supreme Court says anymore.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Supreme Court make all the rulings they want to, but the people running Customs and Border Patrol, the State Department, ICE, all that, is all these commies that are answering to old Pudding Brain. So they're not, I mean, it's a great ruling, and yay, finally.
But the Barrett people and Kavanaugh enforcing did something. It,
they did something.
It's selective enforcement.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, we talk about that in a positive a lot, but it also can be a negative.
Very well can. With that being said,
the shitholes are in charge.
Hold on, we're just about done on the bonus cast. That means Dan's got like 20 minutes of shit left to say.
Yeah. you got 20 minutes worth of shit?
No, your ibuprofen wore off.
You okay over there, buddy?
We Mac, baby.
Okay. We Mac.
Don't think that makes much sense. But
that sounds like mac and cheese for a baby. Yeah. That's what that sounds like.
No, it's the name of a beer. It's good stuff.
I know. You've talked about it for 2 weeks straight.
It's delicious. Yeah.
Like a midget dude named Mac?
Yeah.
We. Together.
No, there's two E's in it.
There's two E's in it.
No, because we're really together. We.
We is small. Yeah.
I don't know what Mac is.
Jesus.
Yeah. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in to the Driveway Liberty Podcast. Thanks to our special guest that didn't get to talk very much tonight, Micah Sutton.
Listen, in the bonus cast, I did not talk that much. I left the window open.
Thanks, Dan.
I just said this. He's not going to stop talking because we're trying to end the bonus cast.
We're trying to go to Craft Bar.
Wait, I'm not going. I'm not going. All right. Thanks for tuning in, man. We'll see you next week.
Maybe.
Maybe.